All right, bang, bang. Today is Monday, February 11th, Chicago Dog Walk. Eddie here. Guest of the day is Carl. Carl, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right, you know. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
But we're ready to trek through. Big Monday, actually. We're a little busy today.
This is the busiest Monday you and I have had in our careers as Barstool Sports employees.
It's so busy that you're wearing a sweater and a long sleeve shirt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's your khakis.
Yeah, they're kind of khakis, I suppose.
Yeah, little teaser. We don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here. But it looks like hopefully next week is going to be Chicago Mayor Week of some sort, where Carl and I are going to be going around interviewing a bunch of candidates. So our first one's up today, so we'll see how it goes. Today's episode, however, is going to kind of tally off the weekend a little bit. Over the weekend, if you didn't know, there was some pizza party / beer pong tournament going on in Ravenswood. That the four of us attended, as well as Sweaty Brian. Sweaty Brian's our camera guy. And we just kind of wanted to get into like the whole art of beer pong and drinking games.
Yeah.
And just college, you know, that type of shit.
I think it was obvious that we haven't played drinking games for a long time. You know, between the four of us, you're the only one who's not 30. You're getting up there, though, obviously. Yeah. And we're far removed from it. And it was kind of like a rude awakening, I suppose. I had this story from a couple weeks ago of winning like the Cubs charity beer pong tournament. But this was like a professional tournament. There were like teams with jerseys and names. And I just got the sense, I was like, fuck, man. Like, I've definitely lost my touch from when we were in college. And
yeah, I walked in and there was a guy who had a customized shirt. Like, classic beer pong guy, customized shirt. And it said, like, deluxe on the back, number 420. And he was wearing neon flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not. Like, why even show up? Like,
yeah, why? you're going to get absolutely smashed. And then I think his teammate was like, his last name on his jersey was like, motherfucker or something. Or like, pussy liquor 69 or something.
Yeah, it was just the most prototypical beer pong guys. Like, these are the guys that even when you were good and you were in your prime in college, you ran into and you're like,
Dude, these guys absolutely murdered us. So when we got in there and we were setting up the tables or like lingering around getting ready up for like this tournament to start, we're talking to the guy who set it up and like had us in there. And I'm like, so how good are these guys? Like, pretty good, right? He's like, they're like the best of the best. And that just kind of sounds like any other like guy I've been drinking with. Like, everybody knows those guys. And so he's like, dude, these guys are absolutely legit. And then sure as shit, they showed up, and I'm like, let's get a practice game in. And the fucking guy made like 8 cups in a row to start.
It was incredible.
Just like, I'm going to hit this one, then I'm going to hit this one, and this one, and this one.
It was incredible, but I knew it was kind of going to kind of go that way. Beer pong is a game meant to be played at a house party.
Mm-hmm.
I respect those guys. Don't get me wrong. If I was that good at something, I'd ride it out too. Those guys do it like the champion gets like 50 grand and you go to Las Vegas. Go for it, dude. I don't care. I'm not shitting on you. But, I mean, they have that, like, regulation table. Like, for you people at home, it's, like, that really skinny, like, long one.
It's not the dorm room door. You're not, like, unscrewing the door from the closet.
Yes, and to me, that's beer pong. You know what I mean? It's, like, we need a table. Or it's, like, you're in a frat. It's, like, we need the pledges to build a new one. Like, that's, like, that's a table.
You know,
that is a table. It's your freaking kitchen table at home when you're in high school.
Extended, where you take the leaves out and you can pull the table as far as possible.
Yes, that's beer pong to me. Uh-huh. And it's regulation-size solo cups. These ones, they had like really skinny rims.
Yeah, little more narrow, but then they had a thicker rim. So like a lot of bounce back and rim out.
Yeah, there was the elbow rule. We got into it in the video and it was, I mean, there was no elbow rule. Like you could completely.
You lean as far as you want. That was a true balance test.
If you could Michael Jordan Space Jam, like dunk it in, you could do it if you wanted to.
Honestly, there should be guys that have a longer wingspan. I was surprised with the people that were competing. Although Pussy Licker 69, he was pretty tall. He was like 6'4".
Yeah, he was a big guy too. He had the beard going with it, backwards snapback. These guys were like perfect beer pong guys. Like they were, I wanted nothing more out of the beer pong.
So I asked the guy organizing, I said, what, you know, some house rules, let's go over it. And rollbacks, if you make 2 shots, like if you and your partner make it, then normally you get the balls back. In this case, they only give you 1 ball back and there's like no continuous rolling back. And then the other one is, like, if you make 3 shots in a row, typically, then you're, like, on fire. Little shout-out NBA Jam. And I was like, so what's on fire rules? And the guy laughed in my face. He's like, dude, if we had on fire, tournament would be over in, like, 10 minutes.
And he's not lying, though.
Yeah, but he, like, wasn't joking. Yeah.
These guys were that good. Yeah. Was beer pong your number one go-to game?
I liked Flippy Cup Canoe, whichever one you want to call it. Southsiders, we called it canoe.
Did
then
you
got
guys
to,
really call
yeah,
it canoe?
Yeah, but then when you get to college, it is everyone calls it Flippy Cup. Naperville, Aurora, the Wheaton kids, all the way up to the northern suburbs. Like you, there was no escaping that. So we just kind of like, yeah, we'll call it canoe when we get home.
So it's canoe in the summer.
Yeah, and I mean, the reason I like that one is I like getting, you know, when it's like 6-on-6 or a bigger game, you got a couple girls involved, and it's just that right matchup. And you're leveling the beers before you do that. You know, everybody hold their beer up to one another, make sure it's all level. And
that is, to me, the best party game by far, because it gets people going. Everyone's like, everyone's fired up. Like, you, if you're not competitive, you better get competitive, because it's going to be a long day.
Hey, how about
you.
Like a best of seven, and then it comes down to the seventh guy, and you know, it's back and back. Maybe they started off 2-0 or 3-1 or something, and there's a comeback. Now it always comes down to the last game. And then I feel like, if you get the head start, there's always the catch-up. It's like the donut bagel coffee race for the United Center.
And then you're always like way down. Like there's some asshole guy who like forgot his
Is that
glasses.
The worst? Yeah. Have you ever been the guy who couldn't flip it over even though you're a reliable flipper?
The most demoralizing thing that could happen to you.
And you're doing the like, oh, I swear to God, I'm never this bad.
Exactly.
And like
bring over the Bounty. We need to wipe this spot up. Mm-hmm. You know, I need the Zamboni. This thing, it's just, the spot is too wet. It's not getting good traction on the
Now,
flip.
When you flip, Do you put the cup down first, take your hands off, and then do like the flip, or do you do the two-handed flip? Do you do like
the
Johnny flip, I suppose?
No, you got to take your hand off.
Okay,
I think,
you're a purist.
You have to. But I mean, I guess whatever works. Right, okay. What do you do?
I always do. I do like the two-hand. I like to keep my left hand and make sure I can like settle the cup. But then really what you're doing is you're flipping with both hands. So it's a little bit of a trick.
A little bit of a trick. And then the people who like to have conveniently have all the beers behind it for a little backboard action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
That is absolutely cheating. But you know what my favorite variation of the game is? Have you ever played Survivor Flipping Cup?
Oh, God.
That is the best. You get a little 5-on-5 action, and then someone loses, then they got to vote someone off.
Yep.
It's always so contentious. Like, there's alliances making. I'm a big challenge guy on MTV, and everyone's like, you're looking around, and like, you're already like, hey, we're going to pick that girl off at the end, regardless who does bad, who does good. Like, she's gone.
Now, what I've seen an iteration of that is a challenge showdown, is where like the two worst from each team are like, you get to pick the person from, the winner gets to pick the person from the other team, and then they get to pick the person from their team in like a 1-on-1 matchup.
That's typical, yes.
The showdown element of it. Especially, again, the setting for this is not your, like, rager college party. It's more of, like, the basement at home over Christmas break party.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yes, and that's definitely the correct variation of how it plays. But for some reason, me and my friends, we play it that way, where it's like, and you're going to have beef. You know, if someone's voting, if you're kicking someone off, you're like, hey, dude, you can't play no more. Like, there's always going to be a problem.
Now, let me ask you this. You and your buddies ever get the deck of cards out?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys were more slam the beers off your head and chug them, or if you like a little strategy.
I'm not a big card guy. Like, I can't even think of a good variation of a card game that I enjoy playing anymore, to be honest with you.
You mean regular card game or drinking game?
Well, I love card. Don't get me
wrong.
I'm
always ready for a game
I'm
of
already,
spades.
Yes, if you want to play cards.
Circle of Death is one that kind of just jumps out, I remember. That's like, that's it. That's
is that
like,
the one you stick it under the tab, and then when it pops, someone's going to drink it? Okay.
And then Asshole.
Okay, okay.
You know, the fun thing about Circle of Death is creating the rules.
Okay,
So then you get to like, okay, so so-and-so draws this. Like, if you draw the jack, you got to keep, you know, your fucking chin on the table or something. And like, I do like the rule playing in the back and forth with it.
Yeah. Quarters is very classic. You got the quarters is tough, though, because if you don't have a good table, you're completely fucked. Quarters directly depends on what kind of table you're working
with. We could not do quarters on this table.
No.
And it's no offense. This is a good table, but
good,
it's not that smooth surface that you know and that you love.
Possibly oak we're working with here. It's something good, but it's just not a quarters table.
I got it. Now, speaking of quarters, I got to ask you this. When you were a kid, did you play quarters like in computer class with your buddies where you'd smash the quarters against each bloody knuckles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You put your fist down on the table and you're just firing at them.
So that was like a big transition of manhood when someone's like, let's play some quarters, and you knew it didn't mean like smashing the quarter for bloody knuckles. It was like, let's get hammered with somebody's cousin who's home for like winter break or whatever.
Exactly. A lot less painful. Could be just as much painful if you never know what kind of drinker you are. But is there any other like secret games that you have?
Yeah, landmines, without a doubt. That was like the best game. My buddy from college who was in St. Louis introduces to me like first weekend, and it's basically like get a 30 rack of Keystone Light. You'll sit around a kitchen table, you know, between like 2 and 6 people, I suppose, And what you're doing is you have a quarter, and you're spinning this quarter. And while the quarter is spinning on the table, the person who spins the quarter then takes like a drink of their beer, puts the beer down, and has to pick up the quarter with the same hand that they were drinking the beer with. You pick it up with the same hand while the quarter's still spinning. Then your turn's over, it goes to the left. Now, that's like just the standard. Now, here's where like the game gets really going. Is the goal is to make it through the 30 rack. And as you empty your beer, you can create a landmine with your empty beer can. So while someone's spinning the quarter, you can take your empty beer, smash it down on the table right in front of them.
Okay.
Now, here's the trick. You can't pass the quarter to the next person until you spin it successfully, take a drink of your beer, and then pick the quarter back up. So as you progress and empty beers and people are able to create landmines, which are you finish your beer, then you're able to stack. Those beers stay on the table, making it that much more difficult to spin a quarter on the table because it's filled with empty beer cans.
Do you have to pick the quarter up cleanly?
Yeah, it's got to be clean pickup.
So it can't be like you just not, you know, it's all sloppy.
So then you pass
it.
So the idea is as you're getting going, like you want to have as many empty beer cans as possible if you want to fuck your buddies over.
Yeah.
But that means you get hammered up front.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Everybody gets hammered in this game.
Yes.
It's either you because you're chugging the beers and creating the empty landmines, and then
that's a good one.
There's a lot of trash talk going on at landmines.
When was the last time you played?
Oh God, 10 years.
10
I'll
years.
Play landmines in here on Friday if you guys, or I'll be out. But next week we're playing landmines
in here.
That'd
be great.
Yeah,
that'd be great. So
what do you got?
So me and my buddies, since for like 10 years, we've been playing this every Christmas, every Christmas Eve, every Christmas. We would go in my parents' basement, and this is a variation of a game. I don't know exactly what the regular game is called, but the variation of it is it's Flippy Cup. You put all the cups around in a circle, and in the middle, there's a death cup. So we call it death cup. And this death cup is filled with the worst beer you'll ever find in your life. So we find, like we go to, like, the rough neighborhoods, and we get, like, the 40s, you know. We get, like, the gross natural ices. We went to Binney's. We found a chili beer the other year. It had a jalapeno in it. And it always ends up with whoever loses. So you throw the quarter. You play quarters. If you hit it in your cup, you just drink it, but you get your quarter back. Say if I hit it in your cup, you got to drink, and I get my quarter back. But if you hit it in the middle cup, everybody besides the person who made it has to drink it real quick and do flip variation of Flippy Cup. The last one to make the flip has to drink the death cup.
Oh.
Yeah. So you drink the death cup, and then it's up to you if you want to be nice or you want to be risky. It's a gamble because you might get the death cup again. How much more you want to pour in there? This year, there were some Four Locos there.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was some nasty, nasty shit.
Ed, you can't be doing drinking games with Four Loco.
Dude, it's
like against national law.
It was honestly, it did break some rules. Like some people were upset about it. Like this one, because it's always bring your own six pack. It's bring your own gross six pack. And a lot of people were upset that this guy brought Four Loco because I said, there was this one beer, it was chili beer, it tasted like salsa, and there was a legit jalapeno in it, and it instantly ends with someone bolting right to the bathroom, and there's just puke all over the, like, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, but if you're puking, you got a good drinking game.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's like a good test.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone just gets shithoused. It's great. It's been a Christmas tradition for 10 years. Like
now, while this is going on, is your mom bringing sandwiches downstairs?
Yeah.
Like, how's that work?
Pork. Usually it's pasta. You know, she's just, you know, barreling. She's like, we got enough. I'm like, it's like 4 a.m. She's like, just woke up. And it's just hilarious. It's just a great, great variation. It's just real old school. And it's just always a good time.
Now, do you get the sense that maybe we're being outpaced by the younger kids with new drinking games? Like, is there stuff, like, is Circle of Death lame now, or is that, like, still being played? Or,
yeah,
like,
I don't
know.
Is there something, like, with an iPhone now? Can they, like, get, like, a projector screen going?
Like, they just pull out, like, the new app. Like, we used to just sit around, like, never have I ever stuck my fingers in, like, somebody's ass or something, you know? Like, exactly. Three guys take a drink, and it's like... Okay.
A couple girls, never have I either. It's like, all right, like I'm drinking and I'm getting horny.
Now it's just like an app and just like, you know, whatever. I don't know. You know, it's just, there's just less of that, you know, manual creativity.
I hope they're not like playing like the Ellen Forehead game on like your phone, you know, while they drink. That would suck. Like I would be really upset with that.
Yeah, I know technology's, you know, really picked up since we were in college, but I just stay creative, boys. Don't lean on the iPhone too hard.
Yeah, absolutely. But other than that, whatever really gets you drunk, that's the whole purpose of all this.
Yeah, my favorite drinking game, I'm sorry to cut you off. My favorite drinking game is my dad's. And this is like classic, just at home. And, you know, me and my brother are like, fuck, annihilated on a Sunday morning or something, like hungover. And he's like, oh, big night last night. It's like, yeah, you know, we're playing all these drinking games. And he's like, oh, that's so much fun. I had a drinking game in college. It's called shut your fucking mouth and drink your fucking beer, you pussies.
Those are always the best. Those guys are always the best. Yeah. I don't play games. I just drink beer.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
I can vouch that there are an overwhelming percentage of dads on the south side of Chicago would fit into that category.
Yeah, there definitely is. Well, all right, Carl, this was good. Drinking games. It brought me back. It honestly made me want to play.
Let's go to the bar.
Yeah. I mean, people are probably sitting there hungover, like, got the scaries. It's really, you know, it's noon now, so maybe you're a little over it, but we're recording this in the morning, and us talking about pounding shitty beers and just chandeliers and shit just is tough.
Yeah.
But regardless, thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow.